So our meetings are scheduled to run back and back to back, so we'll consider this the completion of our US 23 interchange study, and we'll invite the TARDA team to share some of their information. I know that we've heard from TARDA already, but I believe there were some questions, and I think that there's some new information to be shared. So I don't know if anybody from administration needs to do an introduction. I think we can just move into TARDA. Okay. So when you're ready. I do know that Mr. Ludwig shared some comments that he received from Doug and from Patrick Richardson. I didn't really have a chance to go through them too much, but anything critical in there. I don't know whether all the council members had a chance to review those, but I touch on them. We're ready. Whenever you'd like to start, Mr. Lee. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all your hard work and trying to address our questions. I know this has been quite a process for you, but I think this council is very interested in understanding your vision and your priorities and the cost issues around it. So, with that.
President, let's call all members of council. Thank you very much for the opportunity to come out here this evening and give some remarks about her service and strategic vision. Just as general background information, TARDA started back in 1971. The city of Savannah was one of the original members of TARDA, and we provide public transit service to the Toledo region 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Here in the community of Savannah, we have fixed route service, call and ride services, TARPS, which is specifically for the disabled, along with some specialty services such as Music Under the Stars, Toledo Lions, and Toledo Walk. As TARDA system-wide, we have about 3 million passenger trips per year, or on an average weekday, about 12,000 trips. 60% of those trips are work trips, and here in the city of Savannah, we do have about 58,000 trips per year. There's a diagram showing the current TARDA members, Toledo, Savannah, and 5 other communities which make up the TARDA service district. I think, as everyone knows, we are funded by 2.5 mils of property tax. I have been at that 2.5 mils of property tax since 1988. Last year, we had a proposal to replace that 2.5 mils of property tax with a half-cent sales tax. And under the state law, that proposal takes resolutions from each one of TARDA's member communities in order to be able to forward it to the ballot so voters could decide. We were unable to get all 9 resolutions that were necessary. And so, as a response to that, we started working on a strategic vision for TARDA. One of the pushback items that we heard, not only from this community, but including this community, was that we needed a new vision for public transit and what TARDA could look like and what we should be providing to the area. So starting back in November of last year, we engaged 2 companies, ABCOM and Hart Associates, to help us with the development of that vision. I'm going to outline some of the improvements therein following. First, we used Hart Associates, a local PR marketing firm, to help us with public outreach of the plan and also to look at what the public perception of TARDA and public transit was in our community. Hart associates engaged Toledoans, suburbanites, passengers, non-passengers. We had focus groups. We had one-on-one interviews. We had elected official survey. And really tried our best to do a broad coverage of asking folks what they thought about public transit. Some of the feedback was very positive, but very admittedly, some of the feedback was also simply very brutal. We have folks, you can see some of the quotes here, who, you know, for example, said, even if my car broke down, I wouldn't even consider using TARTA. Or, you can't just make a few changes and expect us to start writing TARTA. It has to be everything all at once. You have to pretty much relaunch TARTA. All in all, that feedback, while it was tough to hear, I mean, we are being very transparent about what we heard and are using that to address how we want to move forward in the future. We also use a company called AECOM to look at transit best practices across the country. AECOM is a large national engineering transportation consultancy firm. They ultimately looked at 56 different transit systems, developed a list of best practices and current trends, and brought those recommendations back to us here at the TARTA. So with that, let me jump into the contents of the plan. The recommendations within the plan can be consolidated into three major areas: core improvements, advances in technology, and new service introductions. In terms of core improvements, I won't go through in great detail on these because I know we're a little pressed for time, but some of the core improvements include a complete rebranding of TARTA, and that responds to some of the public response that we heard in terms of we need a new vision for TARTA. This TARTA logo here has been the same since the late 1970s, and it's just simply time to redo it and reboot it. Additionally, what we heard is we think of all of our routes and just imagine if TARTA was a clean slate. What would it look like? Well, if public transit in Toledo was a clean slate, how would you redesign everything? You know, having the elimination of the downtown loop, which I'll mention in a minute, and hopefully being able to recapitalize is a great opportunity to totally revamp every route all at once and start with a clean slate. So that not every route goes to downtown Toledo. Not every route is tied that way, but instead you have more suburb-to-suburb type of transportation, more neighborhood-based transportation, and more just flexibility, which responds to how people actually move their life. Finally, a core improvement, which I'll talk about in greater detail in a minute, is, of course, the change in our funding method from property tax to a sales tax. As a creature of a higher revised code, we have two funding mechanisms available to us. Property tax or sales tax. And what other cities in Ohio have done is switched that funding to the sales tax because, quite simply, it's a better method of funding. You have visitors that pay into it. You have purchases that are spread over time. And the property tax is a burden that folks tend to appreciate not having. Go ahead. In terms of technology advancements, we have plans in there to launch a new app that would allow passengers to be able to pay their fares with an application on their phone. That app will be launched sometime later this month. We also, most significantly, have a plan to look at autonomous vehicles and driverless vehicles. This particular picture here on the screen is a bus called Ollie. It's a 12-passenger bus. It's all electric. It's 3D printed and powered by IBM Watson. Really cool stuff. This size of bus, that 8 to 12 passenger, all electric, driverless, this is the future of public transit. It's not the larger buses that we have now. And we are going to announce Thursday that we have a grant to start a autonomous vehicle demonstration within the city of Toledo starting next year. We've been working with Team McConnell and ODOT to secure grant funds. That announcement will come out Thursday. Toledo, but work in areas like Ann Arbor and Detroit and Philly and so on. We also have a proposal for a Uber type of service. And quite simply, I think we can out Uber Uber. If you think about the concerns folks have about Uber, we're unsure of the background of your driver. The experience is inconsistent from vehicle to vehicle, from driver to driver. The pricing is inconsistent. And if you're a person with disability or a service animal, even if you have a stroller or luggage, a lot of times Uber is just not a great option. What we can do is we have drivers that have been background checked and totally vetted. We can buy minivans that are accessible for the disabled and for everybody. We can buy the Uber software off of the shelf now and basically have the same type of program where for $5 or $10 or some flat fee, you can use your phone to hail a Tarta Uber type of vehicle. It would be branded completely different than anything Tarta runs. It would look completely different. And it would provide a service to our community, both for individuals and perhaps for agencies. So where we are in the process is we have finished our strategic plan as of last month. Some of those items in the plan are already underway, such as the illumination of the loop in downtown Toledo, consolidation to a single transit facility, such as a contract with the University of Toledo where, as a part of that contract, UT students, faculty, and staff ride free anywhere on the Tarta surface area, such as the van pools that we announced last month. We also have some things that are coming up very shortly, an announcement on autonomous vehicles, an announcement on a fair payment app, and new AVL technology for the Tarta bus system. But we also basically have to recognize that as a system, a lot of it's going to depend on funding. And our property tax is landlocked in our 7-member communities, and we need to somehow break out of that status quo mode. In the plan, we have an implementation schedule that outlines the improvements between May and the next 5 years. This document is a living document, and we actually already have an amendment that occurred that is being published on July 1st, which will be the first addendum to this strategic plan. Our goal, or more than our goal, we will have quarterly updates to this strategic plan as items change. And we know that this is a living document. It's going to have changes throughout the process. And so the first update will be released on July 1st, quarterly thereafter. That first update has in it, as a part of it, a reduction in the proposed sales tax rate from 0.5 to 0.4%, a outline of the technology that we're going to use for the AVL and for the mobile fares, the van pool program, which I mentioned, and the autonomous vehicle demonstration. As a part of this plan process, we also will be forming a citizens committee to essentially keep us the task and oversee our implementation. So here is your revised schedule based on the addendum. Those ones in bold based on my screen are stripped out, so you can ignore those. But the three ones in red on the 2 years are basically the changes. We had some move up in our schedule to respond to the changes in the plan. So in conclusion, we have our plan, the full plan, a one-page summary, a video posted at movetoledo.com and at www.tarta.com. Part of that plan does include a proposal to hopefully place in front of voters a 0.4% sales tax that would eliminate 2.5 mils of property tax. In that property tax or sales tax proposal, there is still a piece for infrastructure that goes to the member communities. For the city of Sevilla, that piece would be approximately $214,000 a year for infrastructure that would come back. As a part of the plan update, we did look at 0.3 instead of 0.4, but quite simply 0.4 any questions that you have, both today and before.
Thank you very much for being here, Mr. Guillen. Appreciate all of the presentation. I know that Kirk has worked very hard as well, meeting with all of us, and I do know that you responded to the questions. I haven't had a chance to do a thorough review of it. So I would ask Mr. Richardson and Mr. Hainem if there's anything that you have still got questions on as related to the information that they forwarded to you.
I would say I have a couple broad questions related to the email, if that's all right. I've got a list of questions here, but what I'm looking for, you know, my question was about quantifiable data and goals, and then who is held accountable to the goals. So what I was looking, you know, in the email, it talked about technology advances and, you know, software on smartphones, things like that. So what I look at that is that's sort of a cause and what's the effect. So, you know, if you implement some software for iPhones, is that going to take passengers from 12,000 a day, I'm sorry, yeah, 12,000 passengers a day to 20,000, 25,000? What's the quantifiable data on that? This is just an example. And then who's accountable to those? And that's kind of what I was looking for. Do you have anything like that? I mean, what's the goal for passengers a day, or is it new riders, or is it trips per year, or what's...
So the goal of most of these measurements are to basically increase ridership, as you said.
Okay.
As we look at our city, Toledo, and the region, and compare us to peer cities, not just in Ohio, but nationally, you know, we are underfunded, but we also have lower ridership. Obviously, those two are tied together. It is our expectation that our end goal of ridership should be right around $4 million, based on 4 million passengers,
sure,
annually, based upon the change in funding structure.
And
it would be an increase of about 33%. That increase certainly would not happen overnight,
sure,
or even within a year, but we would hope by the end of this plan, the 5-year period, that we would be at that $4 million.
And then, you know, if I, that's individual people, if I ride once in a year, I'm in that stat?
Yes.
And then when you said there's 3 million trips per year currently, what constitutes?
Just to clarify, we measure everything by trips.
Okay.
And a trip is every time someone boards a vehicle.
Okay. So I go to the Mud Hens game and I come home, 2 trips.
That's right.
Cool. Do you track new riders?
We do a little bit of survey work that captures them, but not on a one basis.
Okay. Do you have any goals for how many people, for example, somebody who has never ridden TARDA, how many people like that do you want to add to your rider base?
I don't have that number.
Okay.
We look at the annual ridership as opposed to how many distinct riders we have.
Great. Thank you.
It would seem like, Mr. Guillen, if you're going to increase ridership by a third, an awful lot of those are going to be new riders, because your existing riders are probably already riding.
I would definitely agree. I mean, we have special services like Mud Hens and Wabi. Those are riders who maybe would not ever use the regular fixed route service. At the same time, when we get into the Uber type of service, that'll be a new audience force that may be separate from our regular fixed route.
Probably as similar as how we track TARPS, TARPS riders, and how that model was also launched, and how new models,
yeah,
new programs.
That's a great point. With software, we can tell you new riders on Call Ride, on TARPS, and on the Uber service that we develop. We can't, because we don't have the software infrastructure, we're not asking individual names or individual client registrations for the fixture outside. It's harder for us to track.
Gotcha. And the 0.5 to 0.4, what is that? Does that change your desired revenue?
That would change the amount of money that gets redistributed back for infrastructure primarily.
But the amount of revenue that TARDA would receive stays the same under that shift?
It does, because we basically, as a part of the development of this plan, and also last year, we had a
What was that number again? I'm sorry.
It was about $20 million per year.
Okay. So let's say you do get the $20 million, and then in 2 years, ridership's not up 33%, but it's flat or up 5%. You know, who's held accountable, and what's the plan from there?
Well, ultimately, it's myself that's held accountable, and I'm held accountable by the Board of Trustees.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions from other council members?
Jim, you did really answer the question about what you consider to be the primary transportation goals.
Our goal is to provide a transportation choice for everyone in our region.
A what?
A transportation option for everyone in our region.
So your goal is to provide a transportation option for me to and from work.
I would love, yes.
That tells us a lot about how you're doing, but okay, I have nothing else to ask.
Mary, I have a couple questions. Was the mayor going to ask a question? No, okay, a couple questions. First of all, a very basic question. I missed last meeting. Maybe you talked about it here, but is this a continuing levy or is it a 5-year renewable levy?
It is a 10-year sales tax. 10 years was selected because it matches the term of our property tax.
Okay, the current property tax is a 10-year tax?
We were funded by two separate 10-year levies, and so with the sales tax, we proposed a 10-year levy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the public will have a chance to fundamentally have a referendum on how are you doing, but not for 10 years.
Yes.
Okay. I like, you know, you all, like all of us, you presented this to me, and I like the vision, but I think I keep going back to some of the quotes that the Hart folks surfaced for you regarding what I consider to be an incredibly poorly performing Colloride and TARPS. I hear from my healthcare friends that in certain parts of the city, appointments are missed because the Colloride driver didn't show up on time. Or that the TARPS driver, you know, folks are left waiting at the curb because TARPS doesn't show up on time. What can you tell us about those failures to execute? The basics of your system are going to be remedied if this levy moves forward.
The largest problem that we have two problems with TARPS and Colorado. First and foremost is just the demand. And the demand has outstripped our ability to provide.
But that's not a problem, that's an opportunity, right?
It's an opportunity, but it's a problem when you don't have the resources to meet the demand.
Okay.
You know, our TARPS ridership has doubled over the last 10 years.
Right.
With less property tax coming in, there's, you know, quite simply, we're trying to stretch ourselves thinner and thinner and have had service quality problems as a result. Same is also true with Colorado. People need it, it's popular, people use it, but in essence, we've stretched ourselves too thin to stretch those local dollars as best we can. We haven't had the resources to adequately fund it, equip it, and provide it as best we should.
Okay, so what's going into your decision-making to turn that around, to change that up? I mean, I need to have some confidence that those are going to be the first things you address. They're very popular, but they're underperforming. So how do we think about your ability to address that?
So one is the purchase of vehicles. We have two, basically, constraints on our service. One is the number of small buses that we have, and secondly is the number of drivers that this plan will allow us to have a capital replacement schedule that we can live with, that basically allocates federal dollars each year with local dollars as match with those federal dollars each year, so we can get on a schedule of buying buses. One of the first things that we plan to purchase if this plan is successful is smaller vehicles to not only support TARPS and Colloride, but also support the development of this Uber-type service, which may also help alleviate some of that demand.
What about the dispatch capability? I keep hearing that what we have is like 1960s communication. I call you up to have caller ID come to my house, and it's a very cumbersome, old-fashioned system. Are you addressing that at all?
Yeah, there's a proposal to upgrade the underlying software, scheduling software that's used for both TARPs and call.
I mean, that could be digital, right?
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's digital now, but it's not as advanced as it should be. In the plan, we propose allowing 24-hour reservations, 24-hour cancellations as an example, so you wouldn't have to call between the magic hours of 8 to 5 in order to schedule.
Could it be done online, or could it be done with a mobile device at that point?
Yes.
Okay, so you're making a commitment to us that one of your first areas of focus will be those two services, right?
I would commit that, yes. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mr. Gee, how many other community partners have you presented to so far?
For the communities?
Mm-hmm.
I have presented to two different committees of the City Council. We are presenting tonight to Maumee. We have scheduled next week Waterville and Rossford, and we're working our way through the legislative process.
Okay.
And Jim, what's our timing? When do you need to have this countywide consensus done?
To place it on the ballot for this year, we would have to have the resolutions back to Tara by the first week of August.
Okay.
Reach a little further, but if you like reached all ProMedica, then you would have almost everybody. Yeah, we've had conversations with ProMedica, because they are a major employer, obviously. We, with UT, we have a great relationship. With Lourdes, we've partnered with them on marketing before, have not partnered with them on service, but certainly would be open to reaching out to them and talking with them. Owens, for many years, Owens purchased a bus stop from Target to get their students to downtown campus in Kersley Township. Unfortunately, with Owens' fiscal watch, they had to basically cut that transportation.
Any other questions? And does the administration have any questions or any comments?
I had a follow-up, if that was all right.
Please,
I had a couple
please.
Things. The first might be for the administration, but what does this look like, I guess, for the average Sylvania homeowner as far as the property tax elimination? Do we know what this, I mean, say if you owned a $200,000 home, what's that going
to
look
Jim,
like?
Jim, I think you need to answer that. Before, it was going to, you thought it would be a tax saving for most homes,
yeah.
But tell me as a community as a whole.
Yeah.
We have, from the auditor's office, and this data is being updated, that the average house value is $146,500. We have that the average household income from the census is $72,936. If you do the math based on here's your average property tax for the average house, compare that to the average expenditures for sales tax, it comes out to a 9% savings with the sales tax versus the property tax.
Great. And then one more thing, maybe I wrote down the wrong numbers, but I thought you said that you were shooting for 4 million passengers a year, which is a 33% increase. Was that what we said?
Yes.
But right now you have 12,000 passengers a day. Was that in the presentation?
That's on a weekday, yes.
Oh, weekdays. Okay, because that's over 4 million already. So that's...
Our Saturday and Sunday ridership, obviously much less.
Gotcha. Okay, then those numbers are going to be not what I added. All right, thank you.
All right. Hearing that, no other questions, I thank you for your time,
thank
for your
you.
Effort
you
and energy. I think it was very helpful. Helpful to know that you're going to look at a reduction in the sales tax rate from 0.5 to 0.4. And I definitely think you've got some innovative things moving forward. Thank you to Kirk for everything you've done to help prepare us.
Thank you, and again, I appreciate everybody taking the time to meet with us individually and get a better understanding of everything that's going on with all these changes that still open for further comments and questions, so if you're willing, please reach out to me, and I'm happy to address those and...
Great.
Thank you.
All right, very good. This committee of the whole stands adjourned at 7:25.